Mace Nichols was on his own. He stood in the doorway of the tiny two-room log cabin where he'd just dumped his gear and stared out across the valley, Horse Thief Mountain at his back. He was alone. The cabin echoed with emptiness. No one had lived there since Jed McCall and his nephew had moved out the year before. Originally, it had been a settler's cabin, then a line shack, then the place Mace and his brother Shane, along with Taggart Jones and Jed, had come to as teenagers whenever they wanted to get away from nosy adults. The Horse Thief Mountain Gang, they'd called themselves, yearning after rougher, wilder times. Here they had drunk beer, looked at pictures of naked women, and indulged their youthful dreams. In fact, Mace had indulged in a little more than dreaming the first few times he'd brought Jenny up here. But he had never told anyone about that. Later, after they were married, well, it was no secret what they had been doing. Same thing Taggart had done when he'd brought his new bride, Julie, to live in the cabin 11 years ago. Unlike Jenny, though, Julie had hated the cabin. She'd thrown a fit and insisted they moved back to civilization in Bozeman. Taggart had, but even so, their marriage hadn't lasted a year. After Taggart and Julie's brief stay, Mace and Jenny had managed a down payment on the land on which the cabin sat. It had been Mace's dream to own the land, to have his own ranch, to build a new place for them to settle on forever. 5 years ago, he had, and the cabin had gone back to line shack status until Jed and his nephew, Tuck, had taken it over. But now Jed was married. Jed was a father. He and his wife, Brenna, and Tuck and baby Neil had taken over running Brenna's dad's ranch in the Shields Valley. Now it was Mace's turn to move to the cabin again. Only this time, he was alone. Because for the first time in 14 years, there was no Jenny. No Jenny. He shook his head and rearranged the thought. No Jenny was the negative way of looking at it. He tried to focus on the positive. Jenny would have her life. He would have his. He was his own man now, answerable to no one. No one at all. He'd never been on his own before. Ever. He'd fallen in love with Jenny Fitzpatrick at the age of 17. He'd married her not quite 2 years later. They'd spent over 14 years as two halves of a whole. No longer. He was on his own. The thought opened up the horizons, gave him new scope. He tried to imagine it. All the places he could go, people he could see, adventures he could pursue. He wanted Jenny. Grow up, for Christ's sake, he told himself sharply. The words echoed around the cabin like bullets in a hatbox. You don't always get what you want. A hard adage when it came to you so late in life. In 33 years, Mace had pretty much become accustomed to problems being somebody else's. His own life had always been charmed. How could he not feel that way? He'd been so loved and had come so far. A humble ranch hand's son, he'd scrimped and saved and worked and slaved until he'd managed to become a rancher himself. A small-scale rancher, true enough, one of those men who lived daily on the edge of potential disaster from beef prices or government meddling or city slicker politics or the freak Montana blizzard, but a rancher nonetheless. And blessed. Because it was the only thing he'd ever really wanted to do. The land was in his blood. And he'd been blessed, too, for having had Jenny. Sweet, funny Jenny. Jenny who'd tickled and teased him, laughed and squeezed him since they were 17 years old. She'd had her eye on him since they were 8, she'd told him once. He hadn't noticed her until their senior year in high school. What a late bloomer, Jenny had scoffed. Well, yes, he'd admitted it. But when he fell, he had fallen like a ton of bricks. Once he'd even fallen off his horse, he'd been so preoccupied with thoughts of her.